Daddy, I'm tired of you treating me like I'm a little kid, Emmeline said, her voice low and full of righteous anger. A distant part of Jack's brain registered that she was channeling his attitude. Have a row with me. I don't care. But don't take it out on Blaze. Jack's fists clenched at his side. He needs to know his place. A few citizens had stopped what they were doing to stare at the spectacle. Jack shifted his glare to them.
Shoo! Go on! Get!
The gawkers hurried off. Over the edge of Oberiden's wing, Jack saw the door to the bakery was open. Jack set his jaw as the breaker strode into view. Emmeline? Everything okay? Blaze asked. But he nodded. All right, then?
It's not all right!
Emmeline slid off Oberiden, pivoting to look between them. The spotted Pegasus maintained his position, keeping Jack clear of the bakery.
It was my idea, Daddy, not Blaze's. So if you're going to be mad at someone, be mad at me.
Jack scowled. Didn't she understand he didn't want to be mad at her? He wanted to protect her. Emmeline wasn't finished.
And I'm not a little girl anymore. You keep treating me like I'm a fragile doll. But I'm not. And I want a chance to learn new things away from you.
She waved her arms in a descriptive circle. He winced. Was he doing more harm than good, trying to keep her safe? She didn't know what the world was like beyond the gutter. She had been so little the last time she had been anywhere else. Damnation! Emmeline was so much like her mother. He had to be careful. If he didn't give her some rein, eventually she would break free, and he might never see her again. Jack bowed his head, thinking. She was growing up before his eyes, and he had to acknowledge that. The next words pained him to say.
Give me a few minutes to talk about the arrangement with the with Blaze.
Blaze sat in an armchair, perched near the edge with his hands clasped, consumed by alert apprehension. With a sigh, Jefferson eased onto the side of the chaise nearest Blaze, setting his whiskey on a coaster on the low table. They waited as Flora peeled off her boots with a groan, flexing her stockinged feet as if they ached. Then she produced an oilskin-wrapped envelope from a carrier Blaze hadn't noticed, strapped to her back. She pulled a smaller white envelope out but didn't offer it to Jefferson. Instead, she pointed it at Blaze, her eyes narrowed to dangerous slits.
I have questions for you. First of all, how dare you?
He blinked, unbalanced by her query. What? Jefferson uttered a frustrated sound.
Flora, don't. Please.
He cast a furtive glance at Blaze before settling his pleading look on the pink-haired woman. Flora frowned, turning her peak on Jefferson.
Of all the mages in the world, you had to find a breaker?
The blood rushed from Blaze's head.
No. No, no, no. He closed his eyes, pained. Not again.
Why did this always happen when he found some place he might belong? Someone who didn't hate him? A firm hand latched onto his, warm fingers twining together. Reassuring. Jefferson. Blaze trembled.
It doesn't matter.
Jefferson's breath warmed Blaze's ear, voice gentle. But he was wrong. It did matter. It always ended up mattering. Flora sighed.
Ignoring all the history.
Blaze's eyes flashed open, imagination overcoming his panic.
History doesn't define who I am.
Flora gave him a side-eyed, skeptical look.
I'm more than just a breaker.
He squeezed Jefferson's hand. warmth blooming when the gesture was returned.